Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have you joining us here today on this fabulous, phenomenal Tuesday. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. Yes, we are broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to those that are checking us out every single week from Twitter, from Facebook, from Blog Talk Radio, from Charvette.com, from iTunes, from Zoom. We love you guys. We love you. Listen, big shout out to recent listeners from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing? Norfolk, Virginia. How are you? Richmond, Virginia. Of course, you keep us and you hold us down every week. Sunnyvale, California. I love you guys. Oh, my goodness. Compton, California. How you doing? Columbia, Maryland. Hello. Washington, D.C. Hello. Oakland, California. Hello. Oh, my goodness. Woodbridge, Virginia. Elliott City, Maryland. Frankfort, Kentucky, Bowie, San Antonio, Texas, and the list goes on. Big shout out to you. Listen, I hope you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. And I hope you're connected with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And of course, just Charvette.com. All right, so today's show is off the chain. We have three different segments for you. We're starting the top of the hour out with an event spotlight. I'm excited. My guest is hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing him to the mic momentarily, but we're going to be talking about the third annual variety show. It's called Exposed. Oh, yeah. Big shout out to Faith and Family Church. They're presenting this annual variety show, so we're going to talk about that. Then in our second segment, we're going to go into an author spotlight. Yes. We're going to be talking to Dr. Deborah Plummer Bussey. She's a psychologist, a diversity expert, and the author of They Still Call Me Sister. And I'm telling you what, it's a psychological thriller, a murder mystery that triggers conversations about racial identity, sexual orientation, politics, and the intersection of religion. You want to keep it locked right there. Then we're going to end the show, the last segment, with our featured guest, Mr. Edwin Haynes. I'm telling you what, he is a motivational speaker, a successful businessman. He's the author of You Have Permission to Succeed. You Have Permission to Succeed. And guess what? Today you can get his book downloaded free if you are a Kindle user, if you go to Amazon.com. So we're going to be talking to him about you having the permission to succeed. All right, so let's jump right on in our first segment again. I'm excited to have this gentleman coming to the mic, Raymond Cotman. You've heard him before. He's backed by popular demand. I need you to put your hands together and welcome Raymond to the show.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for stopping by the virtual studio for a few minutes to shout out and give us some information about your event that's on Saturday.
Yes, we are so excited, Charvette. I mean, you would not believe how excited we are. I'm here at the church. We're getting ready for one of our final rehearsals for Saturday, and I'm looking at a bunch of walls and furniture and bags and pillows and everything else. So we're really excited about it. So, yeah, thank you for having us. I actually absolutely appreciate it.
Oh, no problem at all. So tell our listeners, what is the variety show? And this is the third annual one, so how did you all even come up with the idea and the concept?
Well, actually, about 4 years ago, we have a pastor who is very urban, and he likes to reach people where they are. And so it started out where we would have, on Fifth Sundays, this thing called OTB, which is Out the Box Sunday. And we would do these different things. We would switch out our musical segment for something that's creative in thought, but yet still geared toward Christ, you know, centered messaging.
Right.
And so I thought he thought it would be great to have poetry and drama, you know, on a regular basis. So we created a drama team, which is now our Rhema drama team. I'm sorry, Rhema poetry team. And then we have a drama team called ACTS Drama Team, Drama Ministry, actually. And the first year, we write our own pieces, our own poetry, our own sketches. And I thought it would be great to put it all together so that people can enjoy it, you know, who aren't able to come every month or may have missed that particular Sunday to have a big old show, and to create, like, an opportunity to raise funds for the ministry, because our finance department, we ask a lot of our church. And I think in most churches, you know, the fine arts department is one of those departments that, you know, you can spend a lot of money within that department. So we want to be able to give back to our ministry. So we started doing it in 2010. That was our first year. We had four shows here at the church. Last year we had three shows, but we had over 400 people. We had to actually open up a third show, you know, at the last minute because people wanted to come.
Wow.
And our church actually isn't able to host, you know, those large crowds, because we're believing God for a new facility, and hopefully next year this time we'll be in that facility. So we're gonna be at the Scottish Rite Temple this year. So it seats 650 people, and our members are selling tickets. We're letting the community know, come and enjoy some quality Christian entertainment. Our folks are absolutely hilarious. I have one of the best teams in the world.
Yes.
I'm hoping that, you know, maybe in the future years, I can get, you know, local celebs, like, you know, and I say local, I know you're international.
Oh, wow.
But be able to get maybe a Charvette Mitchell on stage with us, or even, and I'm hoping he's listening, a pastor, Bishop Joel Brown,
uh-huh,
to come and participate. I asked him this year, but he didn't get back in touch with me. But I'm still believing God, Bishop, that he'll be able to come. But anyway,
Sorry
we like to have
head,
a lot of fun with
it. Yes.
Yeah, we love him, absolutely. So it's a great show, you know, and we have a lot of fun with it, and it is pure ministry. So I'm looking forward to sharing it, you know, our preparation, because we've been working for several months to make this happen. Our business planning team, our, you know, rehearsals for everything that we do, and even the sponsors, GTT Enterprises with Gina Burr, and Financial Recovery Consultants with Tyrone Goins. They've been a major blessing to this show this year, just financially, because it does take a lot to make it happen. So I am appreciative to them, as well as all of our sponsors who are helping to sponsor this year. So
wonderful.
This is going to be our greatest show. This is our greatest show yet. So I'm telling you, you know, if you're not doing anything on Saturday, you want to be at this show.
You want to be there Saturday, November 17th, and it starts at 5 p.m.?
Starts at 5 p.m. We're going to have a pre-show at 4:45. We have some singing, and we're going to do some giveaways. So, you know, people generally like the giveaways from Faith and Family Church. Sometimes it's gas cards, sometimes it's massages, spa days, things of that nature. So you definitely want to be in the place just a few minutes early, just in case the Lord decides He wants to be a blessing to you. So.
How about that? Now, what are the ticket prices?
The tickets right now are $17 online. If you're 55 and older, you actually can get them for only $10. Can you believe that?
That's a blessing.
What a blessing. Additionally, if you're a college student, we wanted to reach out to that community as well, because, you know, we just want to be a blessing to the community. And we know that, you know, a lot of college students don't have a lot of money, but I know that they do go out and party from time to time. They buy those $8 drinks at some of them spots. Oh, am I preaching good, huh?
You're stepping on some toes now.
I'm just saying, bring your little cocktail money on over to the Scottish Rite Temple. we're actually giving, with valid ID, we're giving college students $10 tickets as well. So want to be a blessing to, again, to the community. So, but the other thing is, if you get them at the door, the price goes up to $25.
Oh.
So, and we're excited about that, too, because I know so many people want to be a blessing to, you know, quality Christian entertainment and to Faith and Family Church. So definitely show up with your $25. We absolutely will take it. But if you, you know, you want to get it in a little early, you can do that online at eventbrite.com and just look up Faith and Family Church or Third Annual Variety Show.
Cool. And so when you say variety show, can you give a hint to or allude to some of the things that they may experience? I heard you say poetry. Are there other things that people will experience?
Oh, absolutely. We have three sketches. I'll give you the names of the sketches, but you'll have to be there to see kind of how they all unfold. One of our first drama pieces is called Preaching to the Enemy. Isn't that interesting? A little enticing. And
yeah.
Then we also have one called Redemption, a Father's Love. And we really want to deal with, you know, how a father loves his children and even equate that to, you know, the message of Christ, you know, that God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son. And then we have one, and this is going to be the kicker here. It's Real Talk. Real Talk is it's a mock talk show. That's all I'm going to say. It's a mock talk show. And its panel or its guests are known, and they are going to be hilarious. And the good thing is that they all are written by our talent here at Faith and Family. And I review everything and approve everything and critique everything and, you know, make adjustments to things that make it so that, you know, we can maximize our messaging, maximize our giftings and our talents. So I'm excited about it. But we're also going to have some dance going on. We have two phenomenal dance teams. A Glow will be ministering along with Soul Survivors, which is our young hip-hop team. They're going to be doing a skit called Everything.
Oh, cool.
And that's going to be great. And then our praise team and our band. Now, if you've never heard our band, Charvette, you have to find some time to come visit Faith and Family on a Sunday morning. You have to experience Sanctifunctified.
Say that again. Say that name again.
Sanctifunctified.
All right. Y'all hear that?
Yeah. So the praise team is going to be singing some really good music, messaging that is, you know, in line with the theme Exposed. And we're also talking about politics and religion. And so messaging, we're exposing Christ to the hearts of our audience and just some really different ways in which we're just using the theme to bring the message home, that no matter where you are, no matter what's going on in your life, the enemy tries to hem us up and make us think that we're the only ones that have experienced what we've experienced. But the truth is, if everyone's lives were on a screen in front of the church or in front of the world, we'd all be dealing with. And so that's what we want to deal with. We want to let people know you're not going through things alone. You're not the only one. But regardless of where you are, God's love is extended towards us, you know. So we're excited about it.
Absolutely. So hence the name Exposed.
Hence the name Exposed, yeah.
Wow,
so,
I love it.
We're doing some giveaways online. So, you know, again, continue to buy, and you may be able to get an extra ticket. Who knows? We'll see.
You'll never know. Listeners, if you just tuned in, welcome. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up here with Raymond Godman, backed by popular demand, and we are talking about the third annual variety show called Exposed, presented by Faith and Family Church. Definitely check them out. If you follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, I have posted a link there, public, so you can check it out, get all the information you need, purchase tickets, and support this event. So we're excited that we had a chance to spotlight this. And one more time, let's give everyone the who, what, when, where of this event.
Sure. It is the third annual variety show for Faith and Family Church out in South Richmond. They call us North Chesterfield now. And we're going to be at the Scottish Rite Temple on November the 17th at 5 p.m. Doors open at 4. Tickets are $17. You can actually get them online at eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com. Look us up, Faith and Family Church, or you can look up the third annual variety show, and you can purchase your tickets. Both senior citizens get discounts as well as college students. And the other thing, too, I did not mention is that there's an event coming up this Sunday, Charvette, called Bless Richmond. And we're accepting canned goods at the show that we'll deliver to Bless Richmond on Sunday. So So as you're coming and you're bringing your tickets and you're coming to enjoy and, you know, be ministered to and be entertained, you know, you also you can also be a blessing and, you know, sow into the lives of the food bank so that they can be a blessing to the state of Virginia, because people still need, you know, we recognize the recession is still in play, but we know that our God is greater and he provides all that we need. So we definitely want to be a blessing to our community, whether they know Christ or don't know Christ, we
right.
still want to be a blessing to this community, because that's what it's about.
Outstanding. And I said to Grace Gilliam last week, who had an event that to go towards the food bank, that, you know, food is something we all can relate with. You know, we
Absolutely.
All can relate and can kind of connect. You know, if you don't have enough food, you know what that will do to you. So, yes, be a blessing in both ways. Get your tickets, do all that good stuff. Share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, and just come out for some good, clean family fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Grace Gilliam is going to be in our show. I don't know if she mentioned that last week, but she's going to be one of the actresses in the show. So you'll definitely get an opportunity to see her if you didn't get a chance to go out to her concert last Saturday. It was absolutely blessed. The presence of the Lord was so awesome in that place. So I wasn't able to stay the entire time, but what I witnessed and experienced, it was phenomenal. So she's doing some great things. Keep her on the lookout. She's also a member of Faith and Family Church, and we're just believing God to push all of our members as far as they desire to go in Christ.
Phenomenal. And it's good when we all do it better, when we do it together. So everyone
Absolutely.
Supports everyone's event, and we all get where we need to go. Well, Raymond, thank you so much again for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And good luck and good success and all that with your rehearsals tonight.
Thank you very much. And I just want to say thank you for your integrity. Thank you for reaching out. But, you know, I appreciate good, wholesome hostess.
Yes.
Such as yourself, announcers, you know, I appreciate your quality. You're definitely a lady in every way. So I just say, you know, kudos to you and much success in all of your endeavors as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I receive it. Thank you. All right, listeners, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with our second segment, talking to Dr. Deborah Plummer-Bussey about her brand new book. You don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Whether you're looking for luscious lips, radiant cheeks, or age-resistant skin, the professionals at BeautyInAllShades.com have just what you need. Their Motives Cosmetics line, featuring Motives for Lala, as seen on VH1, is right for all skin, no matter your color or tone. Simply visit BeautyInAllShades.com and find the perfect match for you. Wake up each morning and be flawless. No matter your style, be classic. With BeautyInAllShades.com, proud sponsor of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers.
customer. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Z's will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network, expand, and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Z's is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on Industry Buzz with 3Z.com. She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have you tuning in and joining us here. Listen, we're rolling into our second segment. My guest is hanging out in the virtual green room now. I'm excited to bring her on the show, Dr. Deborah Plummer. I'm telling you what, she has a brand new book called They Still Call Me Sister. And I am telling you what, this book has some thriller going on. It has murder mystery. Oh, it deals with racial identity, sexual orientation, politics, and intersects with religion. Can you believe that? Listen, the main character, Kathy Carpenter, a former Catholic nun turned psychologist, has a patient, and something has happened to the patient, and we want to hear more about it. Yes, we're excited. Bring into the mic right now. I'm excited to have on the air here, Dr. Deborah. Hi, how are you doing?
I am great, and thank you so much, Charvette. It's great to be on the show.
Oh, I'm excited to hear about this intriguing book, I tell you.
Well, intriguing it is. It was intriguing as a writer as well, because, you know, often when you're putting things in the pages, the characters come alive and they do things you wouldn't even think they were going to do.
Yeah, it kind of like writes its own self, I've heard authors say.
Yes, it did, you know, because Kathy, as a former nun, and, you know, and then psychologist, she does continually find out things in her, you know, her clinical practice, and she's kind of, you know, she still has a little bit of the nun thing going on, although, you know, she has this one sister who she's, you know, close to, who is complete opposite of nun, and you know, together they try to have to solve this because it takes place in Atlanta, and there's all she knows is there's this one character who has a panty fetish, actually, you know, and she doesn't know much about him other than that, cause, you know.
Wow. So let me let our listeners know, definitely, you actually are a psychologist, and you're a diversity expert, so definitely your profession and your trade has been in that area. What shifted you to writing books?
Well, I started, you know, as an academic and a university professor, and then also, you know, a researcher. I've done a lot of academic scholarship, a lot of nonfiction books. But then, you know, in my free time, I know I still wanted to do some writing because I do love to write, and I was encouraged by a friend to write some fiction. And I thought, you know, I can't write fiction. And she said, oh, sure you can. You know, she just said, just think about what people say and then write a page every day. She actually is an attorney who writes, you know, she does a lot of erotica on the side, and romance novel. You would never know that this is a person whose personality comes out that way. So she was the one who encouraged me to write this, and so I didn't want to write a memoir because I have a nonfiction book that is somewhat in part memoir. So I started down this journey of fiction, and it just landed in this cozy mystery genre, and it just became a lot of fun making these characters come to life.
And so the name, They Still Call Me Sister, how did you come up with the title?
The title actually was the title actually came up from one of the editors, but I thought it was a good fit because it Kathy is called by her sister Tina, Sister Nun, as a kind of play on words, you know, from being the fun kind of like not only former nun, but having some kind of nun-like qualities, and then being her sister. So she's called her Sister Nun as a nickname. And it's also a book about Kathy's inner journey and her coming of emotional age. And so that theme is in the book, along with this mysterious death of her patient that she's convinced doesn't commit, had not commit, not committed suicide. So the "They Still Call Me Sister" is a good. It's really captures that theme of the inner journey.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and so there are a lot of things going on. So if we're dealing with politics, and there's some religion, and then there's racial identity. Oh my goodness! So at every turn, there's something different that's going to capture the reader's attention.
Yeah, you know, and that really, I thought, at least mimics life. I think people, you know, when you think about your friends and the situations that you bump up against at work, you know, and in your social life, and then even, you know, through an election season, all of these things play out in the book, you know, and they seem unusual, I think, when you're reading them, but, you know, fiction imitates life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so what would you say that people would walk away with, maybe one or two key points that you think people will really walk away with once they read this book?
I think they will walk away with, number one, knowing that, you know, sometimes when we think we know someone, we really don't sometimes, and that diversity is in all of our experiences. I think when people think, well, I don't know anyone who is gay or lesbian, or I don't know anyone who has, you know, any type of mental issue or even a emotional, you know, quirk, you know, or I wouldn't know anybody who committed suicide, or I wouldn't know anybody who uses drugs, and I wouldn't know anybody who cheats or has a side of himself that's a public self that's really, you know, kind of the angel out publicly and devil inside, devil in the home, you know. So the people, I think, really get to know the characters and understand them. And yet when you talk about them like we're describing now, you think, oh, that sounds a little far-fetched. But it's like when you're reading it, it makes sense.
Right. Well, and you're stepping all on the toes of the head of the CIA. There you go, a real life story playing out.
Exactly. Exactly. That's when you think about that, someone who's a very intelligent man, you know, head of CIA, you know, so he knows a little bit about, you know, how to keep secrets, you know, how things get uncovered about individuals, and yet this happens. And that is so true.
Wow. And so do you see that yourself doing more and more in the fiction arena?
I do. I think as I move forward, I am, there's another fiction piece coming out with some of the same characters that are in They Still Call Me Sister. Uh-huh. It's got a different twist. And for those who like a more true mystery, because They Still Call Me Sister does have a lot more backstory than typical mysteries do. It has more psychosocial tales because it does tell Kathy's, like I said, inner journey. The next one is truer to a mystery in the sense that it doesn't give you a lot of backstory, because you already got that in They Still Call Me Sister if you need it, of who these characters are, but it does move the plot along very quickly.
Oh, awesome. How can listeners purchase your book?
They can go on Amazon.com, I think, is probably the easiest way to do it. And, you know, it's right there. And I would appreciate, you know, if they go on Amazon.com or also, you know, go on Goodreads.com and rate it, and read the reviews that are on Amazon and on Goodreads. I've been really blessed to have people who really like the characters, and it tells you a little bit more about the book when you read the reviews. So it's been good.
Wow. What have people been saying that, you know, just made some comments that kind of stuck with you?
Yeah. One says, you know, they really thought it was going to be a Christian book, and they thought that, you know, they were, that this was not the genre for them, but then after they started reading, they said it really wasn't. Although it is, has a healthy respect for religion and the Catholic faith, so I don't want to say, you know, say it's not, you know, those elements on there. There definitely are. I think, though, people do love the characters. They love Tina, who is Kathy's sister, who is very, was inspired by my own sister, who is very much like Tina in the book. They like her kind of her no nonsense spirit. Her she, even though she's 50 years old, she's 50 years old going on 25, you know, but with the fun flair to her, you know, to how she lives life. And so you know, they really do like Tina. And they like the story, they like the plot, and they want these characters to continue, and that's what I feel good about. At the end of the book, they want to hear more about the characters. They want to see, get a little bit more glimpse into their lives.
Now, did your sister read it and say, "Hey, is this about me? Is this Luke?"
Yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes. And not only that, but she would call me after. She would say, "I wouldn't say that, or I wouldn't do that," and I would say, "You're not Tina. You know, you yes, yes, there are some things that are like Tina, but you're not Tina."
Oh, wow. Awesome. Awesome. So, listeners, go to Amazon. You can pick up They Still Call Me Sister by Dr. Deborah L. Plummer. Definitely check it out. What is your main website also?
My main work, I'm a chief diversity officer and chief human resources officer for a medical school. So I've been doing diversity management work, you know, pretty much all of my professional life. I also, you know, as a psychologist, at one point I did have a clinical practice for about 20 years, but I haven't had a clinical practice now for a good 5-6 years.
Well, I'm sure you have seen many things.
Absolutely.
which
as I say, the characters in the book are all a conglomeration of lots of different stories, so they don't come out of my private confidential files at all. You know, my patients weren't that interesting, let me tell you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And so your main website, dlplummer.com, listeners, you can go to www.dlplummer.com and find out all of the information. You have resources and various other services. Also, they can find out more about past books that you've written. Would you like to mention some of the other books that you've written?
Yeah, the one that I think that's closest to my heart is Racing Across the Lines, Changing Race Relations Through Friendships. And that was born out of the work I do in race relations. And actually a good friend of mine who we were chatting one day and trying to figure out why. We're both African-American and both have similar backgrounds in terms of our upbringing, you know, church experiences, et cetera. And yet, you know, practically all of her friends were black, and mine, you know, were, I have a number of white friends and Hispanic friends. And so she was saying, why do you have so many white friends? You know, we're trying to figure that out.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, you know, I said, this is interesting. So I actually, you know, I think the academic part, I spent, you know, a couple of years actually doing focus groups across the United States, you know, learning about people's friendships patterns and whether or not they cross racial lines. And if they did, why they did. And if they didn't, why they didn't. Do so. And that was so intriguing. And there's a little clips on my website of one of the focus groups, the more recent focus groups, and that one is very interesting. So I tried to look at the fact that, and I sincerely believe this, that we aren't going to make progress, real progress in race relations until what we do after our 8-to-5 time becomes more more diverse. In
yes.
other words, our social life, you know, what we do after, you know, the 5 o'clock. So in the work world, yes, you know, our churches are segregated, you know, our synagogues, et cetera, are all segregated.
Mm-hmm.
What we do in terms of social, and I did find out that we do like to do the same things, like go to concerts, go to museums, go, you know, the clubs. But we go to segregated clubs, museums, concerts. I mean, we we just do things still separated. And without that trust that we can build with friendships. You know, when you have a good friend, they can tell you, you know, when you say, oh, girl, that have nothing to do with your race.
Right. Well, and, you know, many people have been surprised at some of the racial comments or reactions that have occurred and have come up since the election, the re-election of President Barack Obama. And so it kind of, I think some people are startled, and then some people are like, no, we always knew this was still kind of lingering underneath the cover.
Yes, and I think that it is, you know, really telling when you look at the demographics that of the voting pattern for Barack Obama versus Romney. And Obama received 39% of the white vote, 54% of the women's vote,
mm-hmm.
93% of the African-American votes, 70-something percent of the Asian vote, and another 72% of the Hispanic vote. So that is quite diverse compared to Romney, who received like 60% of the white vote and very little percentages in the teens if or less of the other racial minorities, and less than 50%, way less, like 39 or 32% of the women's vote. So it really says, you know, where the spirit, the diversity of thought and expression that happens in our country right now, that you're not going to be able to win any election without, you know, speaking to a diverse group.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, they need to pick up your book, Racing Across the Lines, Changing Race Relations Through Friendship. I like that, Changing Race Relations Through Friendship. Again, listeners, you can pick that up, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. While you're picking up, they still call me sister on Amazon.com. Well, I am telling you what, I think you have some good stuff going on here, and it's very interesting. I mean, if you go and read just the description, it's enough to capture the reader or anyone that likes to read to jump right in and say, okay, I want to find out what happened with this murder mystery, this psychological thriller. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what motivates you.
I think people, and you know, especially people who inspire, people who are making a difference in the world, they always inspire me to jump right in there too, you know, and actually enthusiasm. And I think here I can just hear the enthusiasm in your voice and in your spirit, and that motivates me as well, you know.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am excited that we had an opportunity to chat with you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listeners, you can connect with her on Twitter. I've tweeted. You can actually connect with the main character on Twitter as well. Would you like to share how they can connect with you on Twitter?
They sure can, at Kathy Carpenter at Sister Nun. So Sister Nun is the handle, so you can do that at Kathy Carpenter at Sister Nun. It's great.
Awesome. And then again, the main website, if you want more information, dlplummer.com. All right. Well, thank you so much again for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we wish you much continued success with your book release.
Thank you, and the same continued success for you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right there. We have a quick commercial break, and then we're coming back with our third segment. You have permission to succeed. Yes, you have permission. We're giving you permission today to succeed. We're going to be talking to motivational speaker, successful businessman, and author Edwin Haynes, and he's going to be hanging out with us here in our last segment, our feature segment, You Have Permission to Succeed. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
You can't control everything, but there are some really important things you can control, like keeping your family healthy and safe. Planning for a Healthy Life, a booklet from the American Diabetes Association, has information on everything from nutrition to retirement. To get your free copy, call 1-800-DIABETES or go to diabetes.org/lifeplanner. Order yours today and take control of your life from the American Diabetes Association, because we want everyone to be healthy and happy.
Whether you're looking for luscious lips, radiant cheeks, or age-resistant skin, the professionals at BeautyInAllShades.com have just what you need. Their Motives Cosmetics line, featuring Motives for Lala, as seen on VH1, is right for all skin, no matter your color or tone. Simply visit BeautyInAllShades.com and find the perfect match for you. Wake up each morning and be flawless. No matter your style, be classic with BeautyInAllShades.com, proud sponsor of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, listeners, welcome back again. Hello to those that are hanging out on the phone lines. Hello to those hanging out in the chat room. We say hello. Thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are excited to have you joining us here. Listen, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And you can always go to charvette.com to check out past shows and all that good stuff. We have a lot of good stuff hanging out there for you. Now, listen, this next segment, when I post the picture of the book cover and I post the topic, I'm telling you, it must have really, really resonated with people. Just seeing that caption, "You have permission to succeed." People were ready for this segment, ready and waiting. I definitely want to give some shout-outs to some of our listeners that are listening from Facebook. Gigi Hopkins, how you doing, doll? Thanks for listening. Laverne Hope, thank you for listening. Oh, my goodness, those that are hanging out with us from Twitter, at McFadden Teaches, thank you so much for tweeting and retweeting the show. Chuck Hawkins, at Chuck is Huffle. Yes, thank you so much for connecting with us there and promoting the show. So again, you have permission to succeed. This show is about motivating, exciting, and influencing you, influencing your decisions, influencing your direction. And we want you to succeed. We want you to be successful in your relationship, successful in your businesses, successful with your job, with your family, and all that good stuff. So we're excited because my guest is hanging out in the virtual studio, in the virtual green room. I'm getting ready to bring him to the mic. Mr. Edwin Haynes, motivational speaker, successful businessman, and he's the author of You Have Permission to Succeed. And we're going to the mic and bring him online right now. Hello, Edwin. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Oh, thanks for having me on the call. I'm like, oh, I hope I'm dialing the right number here today to call into the show.
You're in the right place. You're in the right place. Oh, we are glad to have you. Now, listen, somebody from Twitter said that you would know them. His name is Chuck Hawkins.
Absolutely. Out there in California. Wow.
Yes, he tweeted. He was like, tell him I said, what's up? So, big shout out there. So I'm excited to have you. I was just saying the title of the book, You Have Permission to Succeed, just connected with people. As soon as I posted it, people were just clicking like. So how did you get to this place in this particular book of helping people to succeed and letting them know that they have the permission to do so?
Wow. I can tell you this. You know, I never thought that I was going to be writing a book. It was not anything that I, you know, you never know what you'll be doing in life. And
yeah,
I have gone through so many things in life as I was trying to find a way to make sure, bottom line, I can take care of the family. And I also said that I would never want to put out any information that I hadn't gone through myself, and I've tested every bit of what's in that particular book. Here's a person that actually came from 13 years in the music industry when I did pretty well, and as many people know, the music industry has changed so much from audio, CDs, and tapes and things of that nature now to everything's online. And it kind of, I got out of that industry early on, right before the big change happened, and I was looking for a way to generate income and looked at many different things. I always tell people, I laugh and joke now as I go around the world, I say, I knew I wasn't going back to work for anyone because I had become allergic to bosses. Well, I was looking for something. I just couldn't go back. I wanted to, I still don't understand how they know you get hungry at 12 o'clock. You know, most places.
I like but, that.
You know, so, but I was looking. I had that entrepreneur spirit in me and came from my parents, I would say. I'm from the state of Mississippi, in particular Greenville, Mississippi. And yeah, we always owned a business of some kind. And I was looking for a way to generate income and tried multiple things and, you know, direct sales. I probably bought every no money down system that was online. I mean, I looked. And I tell you know, I tell people, never let anybody make you feel bad for trying multiple times to succeed. And I had to go through that process, but also I had to find someone who had my answer and not my problem. You know, so many times we're around people that have the problem. They're always talking about the bad stuff but never have the solution. And I found a coach or a mentor, and that person actually told me some things and brought the best out of me and gave me the permission to succeed. And now I'm just paying it forward.
So how important is it to have a mentor or a coach in business?
You know what? It's very important, especially when it's something that you haven't done. You know, a lot of times in life, you know, what I tell people, the easiest way to become successful is find somebody who's having the type of results that you want, and you duplicate those results. And I happened to find somebody that had the fruit on the tree, a guy named Holton Buzz, and he just imparted some things to me, and I look back at all the many different people out there, even a motivational speaker who's gone on now, Mr. Jim Rohn. He talked about a person that he had, you know, that coached him. You know, so those things, if you notice, most wealthy people and most people had someone, whether it was a father or mother figure or a parent, extra parent themselves, somewhere, somehow, they had someone to possibly guide them through the process. And that's I can tell you, you can't put a price tag on finding a good mentor or coach.
Wow. And so the title, how did you get to the title? You have permission to succeed.
You know, so many people never know that they have the permission. I mean, they've been beaten. Some people have been beat up so much in life that they got used to it and they stayed down. And it takes someone to come along and to uplift you and pull you up and say, listen, you can do better. You can have what you want. You know, if you just believe and you follow these steps here, these are proven steps. I can show you. I'll walk you through it. Bring out the best of you. Let's go out there and get it. You sometimes you need that person in your corner to pep you up and push you on, but you have to be a willing participant as well. That's why they often say, you know, most people won't participate in their own rescue. You got to be in the game too now.
Right, because we want it easy. You know, as people, we want the quick way out. We want the easy way out. You know, that's what we want. That's not going to work.
You're right. You know, I heard it say, somebody said that they have a case of SFN, something for nothing. That's
right.
A bad case to have. You can't have the SFNs in your life and something for nothing attitude. And I knew that I had to give up something. In life, you're going to have to invest something in life, whether it's investing time, you may have to invest a little money. It's something that you're going to have to give up first in order to get back. It's like going to the bank. If you go to the bank and you take out money without putting it in, you're going to jail. That's called robbing.
Right.
You have to put some money in there to collect some interest to be able to pull something out. And that's the same thing in life. You're going to have to put some effort in. You're going to have to put some time in. You're going to have to put some money in. You're going to have to give up a little something so you can get more of it back. So whatever you invest, up front is what you're probably going to get back most of, with interest on the back end.
So what is so incredible is that my interview with you just happens to be on a day that you are offering your book to Kindle users for free.
Yes.
That is amazing.
You can't get any better than free.
Right. You can't get any better than free. And with the iPhones and the Droids and the tablets, I mean, all of these Kindle-capable devices, you know, people are able to get this book in the Kindle form. I want to make that clear for free today and tomorrow. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, absolutely. We want it. We really on a mission. And you know what? I can say this, and it's just on me, and I want to push this on it, but I thank God that my wife and I have gotten money out the way. We practice the right principles in life, and life is about the principles that you have as a habit. And we've been able to go out there and do some things here for ourselves and many other people. And I want the people to have the knowledge. I want them to get the information. But the sad thing about it in life, most people won't even pick up a book. I tell people, if you ever want to have something from somebody, put it in a book. They're not going to go and look through it no way.
My God,
you
yes.
know. So we're doing our thing here to play our part, because right now my goal here, I'm not trying to sound self-righteous or anything out here, but bottom line, we are searching for significance now. You know, it's only so many cars you can buy, so many houses you can buy. How many people can we impact in life and be able to make a positive change with something? And we say, listen, let's give this information away. It worked for us. It worked for many other people around the world. Let's see how many more want it, and we'll give it to them for free.
Give it to them for free. Well, listeners, you just have to go to Amazon.com, and you can multitask while you're listening to the show. You have permission to succeed, and check it out there. I do want to give a big shout-out to Regina Baker that's hanging out in the chat room, and she put, and he's ranked number 2 on the bestsellers list. So she wanted to throw that in. Thank you, Regina. So when they pick up the book, what are maybe the top 3 things that you think will really help catapult them in the right direction of succeeding wherever they want to, wherever they want this to succeed in life?
Number one, I'll say is go out and develop a why in life. I always talk about that first, and it is. It's very important for you to create a reason that you're willing to go through the process, no matter how hard it may get for you. And trust me, the process will not be an easy task, but it won't be as hard as not having. You know, I tell people, I looked at myself. You know, one of the things I knew, and I talk about this as well, my daughters, that was the biggest thing that I have 3 girls, and I couldn't let them see me fail. I had to go out there and make sure I was the provider for them, and I wanted to be the shining example for them, and also kept seeing, and some of the people who have kids out there may understand as well, I saw my kids grow up through pictures for a long time. You know, I would see them at one age, and then they'd grow up in the next picture and into the next picture. I keep talking about that. It still resonates with me right now. And they were my biggest why, my reason for going out there to go through the hard stuff. And I did the uncomfortable until it became comfortable in my life. And most people are, again, they want it easy. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but it's necessary that you go out there and get this thing done so that you can have all of the things that you want, the time, the knowledge, the money, whatever else, and the free spirit or whatever that you're looking for in terms of success. And success is not just money, because there are a lot of people that have money and unhappy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you want the to be an all-around person, in terms of having the type of success that you want. And we happen to have found that, but we had a strong why. That was the first thing. The other thing we did, we set some specific goals about what we had, and they had dates on those particular goals that I wanted. I had some pretty lofty goals that I wanted to achieve in life. You know, like I keep telling people, I mean, I love talking about this. I say, I wanted to be able to have a karma check every week going to my tithe for the church. That was something
all right.
Big deal for me.
Yeah.
You know, I did that first. I looked at, you know, some things that we wanted, and I put a date beside it. And I would go out there like the home that maybe that people are looking for a different home. I was losing my house. I'm the person that went through foreclosure, bankruptcy, repossession. And I was losing a house, but at the same time, I was going out there dream building about a bigger house because I knew that my current situation wasn't going to dictate my future.
Yes.
And so I had to live in the future, but I had specific goals. And I'm telling you, go out there and have big, audacious goals and set out to hit them. It just may happen. And that's why we say some people out there, they say as well, they if not that they, you know, shoot and miss for a goal, they have goals too low, and they hit, and they hit the low goals.
Right.
You know?
So they were successful at hitting the low goals.
They were successful at hitting the low goal instead of shooting for something high. So go for the gold, if you will. And then other things that you need to do is, in your mind, and be prepared that I'm going to have to go through a major change in life. The same old me. See, the person that you are today, and I had to realize this for myself as well, my best thoughts have produced the results that I had, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
If I wanted to be a different person and have different things, I had to take on different thoughts. And so I had to be prepared that the old me had to go or had to be revised. And most people, because it is uncomfortable for you to go through that process, they don't go through it, and they stay on the as-is table, as I said in the book. And that's the worst place to be, because what sells and what people want to be around the most or want to purchase the most in life is the new and improved. Nobody wants the old. They want the new and improved. And so
Ooh.
You need to become a new and improved person, and they have to be prepared for that change.
Oh, that's good for relationships. That's good right
Ooh.
There for relationships.
Let's not go there now, because I got a whole nother one for that.
Well, and you know, I was going to ask, do you think, is the book just for success in business, or will it apply anywhere that someone wants success in life?
Absolutely, it applies everywhere, because I've talked about even some toxic relationships. I do talk about that. Some relationships, and I'm not telling people to get rid of your spouse right now.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is as well, you know. I look at it, sometimes you have to go in and you chose wrong, bad, and so you're into something bad, you know. Then you have to come to the realization that, you know, whatever that relationship, friend, you know, spouse, cousin,
right.
brother, whoever, you may have to, but this is what I'll leave with that, and I talk about this as well. I say you have to be a good gatekeeper with your time. I keep saying some people you can
yeah.
only give an hour, you can't give them a day. Some people you can give them a day, but you can't be around them a full week. So you have to be a good gatekeeper of your time, because people will waste your time, and that is the most valuable asset that you have, is your time. Don't let anybody waste that.
And you can't get it back. You can't get it back.
You know, you're right. You can get a lot of stuff back. You can get money back. You can go get you know, any material thing that I know of. You can just about go back and get that back. But you cannot get time back.
Can't get it back. Oh, my goodness, listeners, if you just tuned in, we say hello, welcome those that are hanging out in the chat line, in the chat room, on the phone lines. We see you. We appreciate you. Here we are talking to motivational speaker, and I know if you've been listening, you feel the motivation rising, if it's not already at 100%. Edwin Haynes, check out his book, You Have Permission to Succeed, on Amazon. Pick it up today. Pick it up as soon as you can. Edwin, there's a shout-out for you in the chat room. Dr. Taffy is saying hello. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Taffy. Very good friend.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, all those that are hanging out with us in the chat room. Okay, so did we finish the three? Because I'm moving. Principles, any other principles in particular? Let's deal with business. Any one or two other principles in addition to what you said that really, really work for you?
In business, you know what? Again, go stay in the course. No matter what you do, you start it, you finish it. And I had to go through in life and realize that I had to stay the course no matter what. So we put the task out there for us to go out there and accomplish certain things. And most people, you know, they quit before they go through the finish line, if you will. And I wasn't the one that that would be so easy to quit on what I started. I put in my mind that no matter whatever it took, I would make it happen. I keep saying it's an internal thing that you have to have in life that will carry you through. You can't always wait on somebody else to give you the information, I mean, to be there, even though it's good to have somebody there in your corner. But what people need to do, and I'm telling them right now, the internal motivation for yourself needs to be at its all-time high right now in business. And the other thing is, I have to say about this in business as well, you got to remember, everybody's not cheering for your success. I'm going to even go here, too. Everybody's not praying for your success. Okay. Some people are praying for you not to make it. So I went through the process, me being the biggest cheerleader for my own success than anybody. Those are some things that I know in business that you have to do as well. Those goals, go back again, what I talked about as well, some of the other principles that you have. Setting those particular goals in life for yourself is key. And you do that in business. I had business goals that I had. And I was ready to go through that process, stayed in my lane. The other thing is to talk about staying in your lane. Most people are always looking sideline at everybody else and what they're doing. Stop rubbernecking in the game of life. Rubbernecking to cause an accident. And so you may be the one to get hurt. So I stopped rubbernecking. I paid attention to the only person I was competing with was myself.
And staying in your lane, is that getting one area of business and focusing on that? Or because a lot of people want to have, like, multiple streams of income, and so they're working on, like, five different things at one time. Do you have a recommendation for that type of person?
Yeah, you know what? Do one thing first and get that right. Don't spread yourself too thin.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do that. They try to do too much, and do what works for you. Find what works for you. Find your passion, something that's going to drive you through it. And you get good at that first, and then start to go into those multiple streams of income. Even myself, I found something that I enjoyed doing, and now it's not work. It's my passion. I absolutely enjoy it. I love the people that I'm around and the whole deal, and it pays me well. But now it also has freed me up where I can start looking at other things out there, but I got one thing down first. As well, I often talk about leadership as well. You know, I tell people, you know, the highest paid profession out there is leadership, and you have to learn to lead yourself first. There's a book out there called Developing the Leader Within You, and also a book that's called Developing the Leader Around You, the Leaders Around You. So people want to be around people that are leaders, and I had to become a better person. I had to work on myself in order for me to have the right people to follow me and to get the job done. It pays well when you work on that. Managing your finances and all that stuff. You have to be a better person at finances. Don't let your finances rule you. Because finances will dictate everything in your life, where you live, what you drive, who you hang with, how long you can go. It dictates everything. And whether people like it or not, you need to get that tool right, and you need to become a master of it instead of it mastering you. So those are just some things that I know offhand that you can do.
Awesome. You have permission to succeed. Listeners, pick it up, Amazon.com. We're chatting up here with Edwin Haynes. Tell our listeners how they can connect with you on your website, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I am there on here's a person who don't even know a whole lot about social media. I had to learn all of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I am there on Facebook and Twitter, Edwin Haynes. It's EDWINHAYNES, both on Twitter as well as on Facebook. I'm there quite often. And then my website. I know we're doing that, updating some things over the next 48 hours or so. They're doing some things on the website right now. But EdwinHaynes.com or EHaynesPublishing.com, EHaynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S, Publishing.com. You can get there to any of my information, pick up the hard copy of the book as well as the audio version and Of course, the Kindle version will be on those websites as well. And I know as we bring the site back up, because they're doing some maintenance on it, as I said, they get a chance to see a little bit of the lifestyle. So we're not just talking the talk, but we walk the walk. We have a very good lifestyle that we've been able to do. But the thing about it is, I say this here, is that we have now been able to create a living resume of other people who are living just like us because of the principles that I teach.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so you're available for conferences and seminars and symposiums and all of that as well.
Absolutely. Yes, we are.
And so one thing I saw on, I think it was your Facebook or your website that just jumped out at me when you were talking about that permission piece is what really, really jumped out at me. But you said one person that has to give you permission is you.
That's the number one person. You know, I think there's enough negative and opposing forces outside of yourself. You don't need to be one of them.
Right.
So, you know, so at least get in your own corner and say, I don't care where I am. Yes, I'm in this corner right now. I did a posting on Facebook. I said, if life push you in the corner, you come out fighting. Yeah. And you start swinging and go for it and get yourself back up. You know, I tell people when I was hit with the hardest things in life, and I'm thankful that I was able to get back up and dust my knees off myself, and I said, listen, Edwin, it's time for you to get up, stand up, and you do what's necessary to go out there and make this thing happen. You created this mess, you can get yourself out. And I went to fight. I went fighting for myself. And then I ended up, again, finding somebody else that can help me along that process, because whatever you're looking for you is looking for you. Whatever you're looking for is looking for you. So if you're looking, I tell people, even in life, if you're looking for a broken heart, guess what you'll find it. You can do something that'll break your heart, you'll find it. It's out there. But
right.
If you're looking for success, you will find that as well. And I was looking for it, and guess what? We met each other and embraced each other, and I don't want to let success go, and now success don't want me to go either.
I love it. So listen, while I have you here, if you have a few more minutes, our listeners love our relationship topics. And so I'd love for you to share just one. Well, you talked a little bit about getting those toxic people out of your life so you can have successful relationships. What are some other things you think would be helpful for people for having successful relationships?
And we're talking in terms, are we saying in terms of like, husband and wife? Is that type of relationship?
Sure. We can talk about friends. We can talk about husband and wife. We can talk about however you want to break it down.
And you know what? I think I'm going to go husband and wife, because I'm going to tell you, I read a book, Love and Respect. And I tell you, man, here's a person that hated to read. That's a sad thing to say. They didn't know any better. But I have grown to love it because there was great information out there that has changed my life now. But I was talking about the circle of life and a relationship, and they talked about the different man and a woman in particular in a relationship here and how it works. You know, a woman is to unconditionally love a man, unconditionally respect a man, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
But a man is to unconditionally love a woman. If any one of those are off, that circle of life is off.
Mm.
And you have to look at it. And I often talked about it as well. I said, you know, sometimes I have to get into this. I don't know how I got into the council type of things. And sometimes people come with their relationships. But, you know, again, success goes in all areas of life. And I had to work on this because relationships are some things that you would have to talk about eventually. Somebody may come to you with that. And,
right.
And I talked about even with some men. Why do some men cheat with their secretary? And one of the reasons is because the secretary respects the man, and his love has to go somewhere. So if his wife is not giving it to him, he gives the love to the secretary.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
these things are very important because there's a circle of life that goes on in any type of relationship. There's a give and take that takes place in any type of relationship. And that may be with your best friend, he or she. That can be with your business partner, he or she. There's a circle that takes place in that relationship that you're going to be given, you're going to be taken, but you have to make sure there's a clear balance and each person is getting fed the proper thing that they need in order for that relationship to be a healthy relationship. And it's your job as the person that's being one of the people that's involved in that circle of a relationship to make sure you find out what it is that that person needs, and they also need to do the same thing. It goes both ways. Find out what it is that you need so you all can properly interact with each other. So those are things that you have to look for. I'm always looking, what can I do to help this person, and how do they work? I pay attention. And so I tell people, pay attention to what it is that would keep that relationship thriving.
That's good. That's good. And I always bring up relationships because I say all the time on the show, when people's relationships are off kilter, in particular their romantic relationships are off kilter, we could talk about the business success all day, and we could talk about getting a mentor and getting a coach, and, but when that fundamental kind of foundational romantic relationship is off, everything else is off in the person's life most of the time. So
I totally agree. You're right. It filters over, and one filters over into the next.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, so if people requested to have you speak, do you have certain topics that you're usually called on to speak about?
Well, you know I do, and I've been doing a couple of different things here, both from, because I have a passion for the youth that are coming up as well, too. You know, because so many people, I just say, you know, they're lost. They don't have the, I have to just be honest, there's not the real father figures out there anymore.
Right.
And there's not a, this is not nationality based, because that's going through all nationalities now around the world, as I've been able to see. And so many people are crying out for help. And I get a chance to speak to some of the youth, some, you know, as well as doing with businesses as well, to get them on track and making sure that the people are in order. Because one of the things I came up with in learning in my life is that you don't create, develop followers, you develop leaders. And so if you can work on creating the proper leadership run into your organization, you know, you can have a well-oiled machine to run a profitable business. And sometimes people get so tied into positional leadership roles they don't know how to go out and do, you know, get the proper leadership where people will follow them because they like them. And so those are things that you have to do. You're not going to please all the people all the time, but you have to create the necessary environment for people to perform in.
That is good.
Yeah.
That's good. So, Sarnie, listen, I know your time is precious, and I have held you a little bit over, but I really appreciate you pouring into the listeners and being so open and willing to share of the resources and what you've documented in your book. And, again, today, listeners, today and tomorrow, if you do have a Kindle-enabled device, you can download You Have Permission to Succeed for free. All the other types of methods of getting it, you can check that out online. Amazon.com, go there and check it out. And definitely, this is something you want to get and really soak in and figure out how you can succeed in every single area of your life. So my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
I had to have a strong definiteness of purpose, I can tell you that, and to be able to positively impact well over 100 million people worldwide, spiritually, financially, and mentally. And, you know, that goal, you know, it won't be achieved that I can see fully in a lifetime. But I'm going to do everything I can. That's what wakes me up every day, is to go out there and tell the listeners right now, again, create some audacious goals for yourself, something that it'll take a lifetime for you to achieve. Go out there and do something worthwhile. Let the dash between when you were born and when you check out mean something. And so that's what keeps me up every single morning, gets me going even when I don't feel like going, because I'm going to make sure that that dash means something when they call my name.
Well said. Listeners, put your hands together for our guest, Edwin Haynes. Thank you so much again. We have appreciated your time here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and thanks for stopping by.
All right. Thank you for having me. Have a great evening now.
You too. Okay. All right, listeners. You want to keep it locked right there. We're going to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Whether you're looking for luscious lips, radiant cheeks, or age-resistant skin, the professionals at BeautyInAllShades.com have just what you need. Their Motives Cosmetics line, featuring Motives for Lala, as seen on VH1, is right for all skin, no matter your color or tone. Simply visit BeautyInAllShades.com and find the perfect match for you. Wake up each morning and be flawless. No matter your style, be classic with BeautyInAllShades.com, proud sponsor of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Exercise is hard, so is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year, but most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, wow. I mean, wow. I'm telling you, Edwin Haynes, he has so much energy and so much good information, good tips. I think that was just a jolt to help you, to inspire you to keep moving on, to have those audacious goals, to have those great big goals that you're going after. And that's what, you know, he did, and he's been successful at it. And so what I think the proof is in the pudding that he's offering his book for free today and tomorrow. So go to Amazon.com. If you have a Kindle-enabled device, so it's available with Kindle-enabled device today and tomorrow. And certainly if you want the hardback, some people like to have the book in hand and like that feel, you know, support him, check him out, EdwinHaynes.com. I have tweeted him all today, so he's in Twitter. Big shout out to those hanging out in the chat room. We thank you. G.I. Hop, how you doing? Thank you so much. He chatted great points, great show. Thank you, Faith A Believer, for hanging out. Thank you so much, Regina Baker, for hanging out. Thank you, Nicole Cleveland, who's hanging out on the lines as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Taffy, for making the connection and helping to make this happen. Thank you so much again. Again, definitely support all of our guests that came through today. We started the top of the hour out talking to Raymond Cotman and of the event spotlight. If you're here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, you definitely want to check out the third annual variety show. Oh, my goodness. They I'm telling you, they do some many things, so many great things at that variety show, hosted by Faith and Family Church. So good fun, good family fun, November 17th at 5 p.m. in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Tickets are $17 online, and they are $25 at the door, so you want to get it before you get there. And I have tagged him in a link, a direct link where you can purchase the ticket. It's on my wall and Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And then we went into our second segment talking to Dr. Deborah Plummer Bussey. She's a psychologist and a diversity expert, but she's written a fiction book. Oh, my goodness. And I'm telling you, it's a psychological thriller. It's a murder mystery. So you want to check it out. It's called They Still Call Me Sister. And check her out on Amazon.com. And her main website is dlplummer.com, dlplummer.com. And, of course, again, we ended up with Edwin Haynes, a motivational speaker, author of You Have Permission to Succeed. And remember we said the main person that you need to get permission from is yourself. A lot of times we hold ourselves back. We have that invisible chain around our ankle or around our wrist that makes us only go but so far in the yard, if you will, only lets us go so far to the right or to the left. But the main person you have to give permission to succeed is yourself, and that you have the capability, and that you have the assets, and that you have the resources to succeed. And you have to keep telling yourself, even if you don't see it, even if you don't smell it, even if you don't taste it, you have to keep affirming yourself. You have to keep affirming yourself. As he said, set those audacious goals and then work towards it. And a lot of times we get caught and stuck in that change piece. oh, change is not comfortable. Oh, my goodness, change doesn't feel good. But we'll have to recognize that we will have to change in some areas to have that success. I also loved one of the other things that he said was he did things that were comfortable until he became – things that were uncomfortable until he became comfortable in life. So there were things that he had to do that were uncomfortable, but now he's very comfortable in life. So I think that is phenomenal. Listen, check me out at charvette.com. We have something new that we started called Media Minutes. It's a screencast. Yes, I'm always finding something. I love technology, and I'm always looking for ways to motivate, excite, and influence. So if you go to charvette.com, you'll see on my media coaching page and also on the first page, we started screencast. We're just going to give tips from a media personality perspective that will help authors, that will help artists, that will help people giving events, all that good stuff. So the first one I have is about book covers. So you can check it out. It's pretty cool because you can see me like maneuvering on the computer screen, and it's called a screencast. So check it out there. Listen, we're going to take this segment out with some music. I love this young lady, Keandra Lockett. She is with the group Zyel, and they are bad. They have like that crazy harmony. Well, she's done a free project that you can download on Noise Trade, Keandra Lockett, and she's done some cover songs. So this is the first one we're going to hear called Again by Keandra Lockett. Keep it locked right there.
Ooh, 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 oh, oh, oh.
Even
cover of Faith Evans' song again. So, and I thought that that song was good. This song was good for this segment because when we're talking about success and succeeding and launching out and doing different things, that sometimes you have to look back over life and say, you know what, everything that I went through, that I've gone through, it helped make me who I am today and help push me forward. Our last song, last segment in this music after party, Todd Delaney, he's out of Chicago, simply amazing, Stellar Award nominee, and it's just simply amazing. I just think that sums it up of what God is. So hope you enjoyed listening today. This is your girl, Charvette. Again, connect with me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Facebook.com/Charvette, and of course, just Charvette.com. Big shout out to those listening from iTunes who always catch us in the archives. We appreciate you. Here's Todd Delaney, Simply Amazing.
From the start, how everything changed by one touch from you, and over you saw me through all the rain, yes, through all the pain. You opened my eyes so that I may see your amazing. Changed my heart, making me complete. You're amazing, Lord. You are everything I need you to be. You're everything I want, I can see. Yes, Lord, you are. You're simply amazing to me. Oh. Oh, yeah, yes, you are. I never knew I'd be loved by you. You came along and you drew me near to your heart, Jesus. Which I knew from the start. Oh, how everything changed by one touch from you. And over, you saw me through all the rain. Yes, through all the pain. Yes, you opened my eyes so that I may see your amazing. You changed my heart, making me complete. You're amazing, Lord. You are. You're everything I need you to be. You're everything I want, I can see. Yes, Lord, you are simply amazing to me. You're everything I need you to be. You're everything I want, I can see. Yes, Lord, you are. You're simply amazing to me. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to say thank you for all you've done for me. Oh, and if I had my way, I would take every second and make it count by laying. Lord, you are everything I need you to be. Yeah, everything I want, I can see. Yeah, you're simply amazing to me.
Everything I need,
everything I want,
I can see.
Yeah, yeah.
amazing to me. Oh, yes, you are.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.